This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about artificial intelligence and work. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people feel anxious about AI, and they are wondering if artificial intelligence will take over their jobs and make them obsolete. This is not a new question, of course. Every emerging technology has come with fears of big changes, that it will create winners and losers. In the 1980s, lots of people were worried about a looming automation takeover, robots that would start doing the jobs of factory workers, servers, and more. Roger Wakefield was a teenager then, working in a fast food restaurant. One night, a coworker asked him, "What do you plan to do with your life?" Roger shrugged.
"Are you going to do this forever?"
"Why not?" His friend told him, soon, the kind of work they were doing now would no longer exist.
In the 80s, we were talking robots are going to take over.
And not just in fast food.
They're going to do all the manufacturing jobs.
Roger's coworker told him to get a job that would be safe.
And one of the things my buddy said is, "Roger, look, robots will never be able to do plumbing."
Roger has had a 40-plus year career as a master plumber, and he hasn't been worried about job security at all. But now, in the dawn of what some are calling a fourth industrial revolution powered by artificial intelligence, will trade jobs like plumbing be affected or threatened? Grant Hill looked into it.
There's this super popular video on YouTube by Boston Dynamics, a robotics company once owned by Google. It shows a large humanoid robot named Atlas. Atlas is black and white and looks kinda like a transformer disguised as a mini fridge. It's 5 feet tall and walks on two legs and skillfully navigates a work site, fetching tools for a man in a hard hat.
I forgot my tools again.
Atlas seems like a fantastic assistant. It moves boxes, navigates scaffolding, even executes a perfect somersault.
Such a show-off.
It left me with a question. If machines can move like an athlete and complete all of these tasks, what's stopping them from fixing a pipe like Roger, the plumber? Well, apparently, a lot.
People are not necessarily well informed about what AI actually is and what it does and does not do.
This is Nikhil Krishnaswamy. He's an assistant professor of computer science at Colorado State University.
My primary area of research is AI and natural language processing.
Nikhil focuses on robots or machines that are using language to interact with people. I asked Nikhil what it would take to build a robot plumber, like something you might see on the Jetsons, if it was still far off in the future. He said, probably.
The models as they exist right now are task-based. That is, I build a model to do something.
A robot like Atlas may seem like it can find its way through any construction site and do all kinds of different tasks, but
in those cases, the environment is known beforehand and it's controlled.
Atlas navigates environments like a train on invisible tracks. Its actions are carefully plotted out before the camera rolls. That's why most autonomous robots used on job sites today operate in controlled environments like warehouses, because warehouses are predictable and mappable.
Once you have the schematic of the warehouse and you know where all the items are located, then you've reduced the problem space down to maybe things like obstacle avoidance. And so that makes it much less hairy.
Now, think about all of the different settings a plumber encounters. A cramped city row home with old, rusty pipes. A sleek new condo where everything is brand new. Toilets, showers, kitchen sinks, in all shapes, designs, and from different decades.
It's not quite sophisticated enough to really cope with these continuous and dynamic environments. And then also there's a question about, like, can we use maybe large language models to assist with this?
Large language models like ChatGPT that seem to answer any question lightning fast.
They're very sophisticated predictors of what words come next in a sequence.
If you ask ChatGPT right now, "How do I fix my leaky pipe under the sink?" it will spit out an answer in a few seconds. I got a 9-step guide that, I don't know, seemed pretty fine to me. So if you could insert that kind of processing power into a robot that can navigate space, A robot could quickly generate its own bespoke instructions to figure out how to do things it wasn't optimized for. But for trade jobs like plumbing,
they really involve a reasoning about space and the body and the world that most of the current AI technologies really are not equipped to do that well.
This ability that they lack, it's called spatial reasoning, and it's really hard to model.
So spatial reasoning is really one of these capabilities that is very well grounded in people. And interestingly, there's evidence that it's not completely innate and that it is something that's learned from experience. So, for example, there's a critical period in the development of young children where their sense of space really develops. And often young children kind of go through this phase where they're like afraid of things like the drain in the bathtub because they don't perceive the fact that it's much smaller than them and it can't actually suck them down.
Humans grow out of fearing the drain by learning how to situate their bodies in the world. We take it for granted, but it's actually a really complicated process. Like knowing intuitively that when two people face each other, an object may be on one person's left and the other person's right. Even though this is a fundamental part of our cognition, it's hard to get machines to function this way.
Computers require very precise numerical values to do the reasoning. Humans don't. So when we're talking about, you know, things in the workplace, if we're talking about, like, say, someone trying to fix a pipe, there are some rules that you could follow that, like, a language model might be able to learn, like, say, turn right to tighten and turn left to loosen.
The old righty-tighty, lefty-loosey rule.
But that's all going to be conditioned on where you are positioned relative to the object. So, for example, if I'm trying to plug two pipes together and I have to orient myself in a particularly tricky way, I might actually have to turn the one pipe in a way that is perceived as being left. But that's left relative to me, whereas it's, you know, clockwise, counterclockwise relative to the orientation of the two pipes.
Another big problem is data. Say you figured out how to get a walking robot into a home and under your leaky sink in the upstairs bathroom. How would a robot plumber know what to do with all the information it gathers from its various sensors? It would have to be trained in all sorts of different scenarios specific to plumbing. So where would it get this information from?
You might find this really dumb, but if you were to slap a GoPro on like every plumber in America and have it capture that data and then send that information back to other plumbers who are in warehouses kind of labeling what they're doing and whether they got the task right or not, would that be a way to do this or would even that not work?
I can see that being kind of a plausible way to getting something sort of like a video version of a ChatGPT for plumbers. But again, I think we might still run into the problem of once you get into a situation that is sufficiently outside the training data, which could just be, I'm looking at something from a strange angle. Suddenly it's going to suggest something that is incorrect or not be able to process the scene. And I think we also might want to ask, like, consider the price of the GoPros, paying the presumably trained plumbers to label this data, to say nothing of how much processing power it would take to process the video and then generate the output. Wouldn't it just be easier to just pay an actual plumber?
This is why Roger Wakefield still feels his job is safe after 4 decades in plumbing. The job has just been too complicated for a robot to replace. Too human.
I think it'll be a long time before a robot can go out into the field, dig a ditch, carry the pipe over, put it together, join it properly, turn the fittings the right way. And am I going to say it's never going to happen? Absolutely not. Am I going to say it's going to happen anytime soon? I haven't seen that robot yet. But the robot that walks into your house and you tell it, look, I've got a sewer gas smell. It's going to be interesting to see how that robot responds, what it does, what systems and processes and equipment that it goes through to set up to determine what that smell is and where it's coming from.
That's not to say technology hasn't changed the industry over the years and won't continue to. Right now, there is a lot of consolidation going on in plumbing across the country. Big companies are buying out the little guys.
Most of these big plumbing companies, these guys are carrying iPads, they're carrying computers. They're doing their invoicing, they're estimating, they're billing. Everything is done through a computer. If you'd have told me 10 years ago, the computer will be the most important tool you have with you every day, I'd have thought you were crazy.
That story was reported by Grant Hill.